Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk some Vikings football now, shall we? Phil Mackey from Score North and the Twin Cities joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Phil, how you doing today, buddy?
Bill, what's going on, man? I'll tell you what, if there are football gods out there listening, please let there be a Vikings-Packers NFC Championship game at Lambeau Field in 10 days from now. Please let it happen. How much fun would that be?
So we got a guy in the building that is a true Vikings fan. And I'd asked him, I said, aren't you excited if the Vikings get a win and the Packers get a win to have an NFC Championship game at Lambeau Field? He said, not at all. I said, why?
What?
And he said, because my number one team is the Vikings and my number two team is any team beating the Packers. I want them dead. I want them out of the way. And I thought, you know what? Packers fans for forever will have it over the heads of the Bears fans to say, we beat you for the Halas Trophy at Soldier Field to win a Super Bowl. And I'm thinking, if you're a Viking fan, don't you kind of want this to come to Lambeau Field? It's a close drive. Maybe you can get some tickets. And if by chance you beat the Packers, you beat them at Lambeau Field to go to the Super Bowl? Isn't that what you want?
I would think so. And I find it pretty amazing, too, that historically, I mean, the Packers had a really bad run in like the 70s, sort of the 80s. But for the most part, the last 30, 35 years, these have been two of the most formidable franchises, at least regular season franchises, in the NFL. And for them to only have met each other a couple times in the postseason and never for a trip to the Super Bowl, we're jinxing all of this right now, by the way. And I apologize on behalf of everybody listening that now both teams are probably going to lose because of this conversation, but we'll see what happens.
Tell me about this Vikings team getting the win down in the Dome. They did what a lot of people thought was improbable, including yours truly. I just didn't think there was any way they were going to go in and beat Drew Brees and company down there in Houdat Nation. That had to be, even though it wasn't like some high-scoring affair, it was the highest-scoring game of the weekend, but it had to be almost surreal.
It was in some ways. I think it was surreal just because the Vikings came off two losses to end the regular season, and they came up short for the division, and so just in the moment it felt like, yeah, this is the Saints game to win. But if you zoom out and you just take the Mike Zimmer era in perspective, he has been great at stifling really good quarterbacks. I mean, Packer fans have seen it, not every time the Vikings and the Packers play, but you know, Mike Zimmer can put a stranglehold on an Aaron Rodgers, and he did it to Russell Wilson in a playoff game a few years ago, and he's done it to Drew Brees a couple of times. So for Mike Zimmer, with two of his top four cornerbacks out in that game, for him to come up with a game plan and to play chess at that level against Sean Payton was pretty impressive. And then for Kirk Cousins, in the biggest game of his life, the most pressure-packed environment and situation, I would guess, of his football life, in overtime to throw two perfect passes 42 yards down the field to Adam Thielen and then a fade route on third down to win the game to Kyle Rudolph. You know, it doesn't mean that all of a sudden he's Tom Brady, but I think Kirk Cousins should feel really, really good about checking a major career box in that game, and now we'll see what they can do against San Francisco.
So when you look at this matchup with San Fran, tell me about what about this matchup bothers you as a Vikings fan, and tell me about where your strengths are.
I would say the fact that San Francisco, with a really smart, progressive head coach, the fact that they play at home on grass, which is, if you go back and look at the Vikings against good teams on grass, it's pretty ugly the last few years, and they get 2 weeks to prepare and rest up. Just look at the injury report. The injury reports alone. San Francisco has like two guys on their injury report yesterday. The Vikings had a quarter of their roster, including Adam Thielen, needed stitches in his ankle apparently, and Stephon Diggs has been sick all week. Mackenzie Alexander is not going to play again because he needs knee surgery. So, I think the fact that the Vikings might be banged up going into this game and playing on the road, on grass, against a rested opponent, just that in general would give me a little bit of pause here. But at the same time, the Vikings have a lot of the things that you would look for in these upsets in the playoffs. They run the ball well, they have great pass rushers, and they have a quarterback that can hit home run balls down the field. And if you can do, I mean, that's kind of what the Giants did in 2007, 2011. It's kind of what the Ravens' DNA was in 2012 when they made that run with Joe Flacco. So I do think there is a 2012 Ravens-like run in there, but this is going to be an extremely tough test, no doubt.
Kyle Rudolph, to me, is kind of the X factor. He's your version of George Kittle. He has been really, really solid. He doesn't, I think, get enough credit at times for what he's been able to accomplish. Better blocker this year as well. Talk about what the asset is to that offense.
Yes, I the best way I would describe Kyle Rudolph, I remember watching training camp when he was a second-round draft pick down in Mankato, Minnesota. This is now, 7 years ago? I want to say like 2012. And I remember watching the first 11-on-11 drill of the training camp week in late July. And I remember seeing, I believe it was Christian Ponder dropping back to pass, and the Vikings had full pads on. They were going full pads here for the first time. And he throws a ball up the seam over the middle, and there were at least two linebackers and a safety converging, and a pair of yellow gloves goes up in the air between three defenders and pulls a pass down in traffic, and everyone is kind of, wow, who's that's not Vasante Shanko? Like, who is? Oh, Kyle Rudolph. Stick him on those gloves, it seems like. And Sam Bradford came on one of our shows a couple weeks ago, former Vikings quarterback for a couple years, and he said, throwing the ball to Kyle Rudolph, sometimes it feels like the wrong decision because he's almost always covered because he's not very fast, but he's like a power forward in the NBA. You just need to box out a little bit, throw the ball up in the air, and he comes down with it more often than not. I agree with you. I think he's one of the more underrated tight ends of the last 10 years or so in the NFL.
Kirk Cousins, he finally gets his first win in the postseason. He fires off the "you like that." I don't know if it was premature or not, but nevertheless, it excited the team. But what has the transformation been for him from the first year to this year?
Well, he's had a couple games this season. I would point to the Sunday night game against Dallas. I would point to, even though Denver's not a great team, the 20-point comeback at home against the Broncos in the second half, and then this overtime performance against the Saints. He's just done a few things this season in situations that he normally doesn't. And I think it helps to have an infrastructure that includes two of the best wide receivers in the NFL. And Dalvin Cook, I think, is one of the three best running backs in the league. And a lot of the credit goes to Gary Kubiak as the offensive consultant or overseer, and then Kevin Stefanski as the offensive coordinator and red-hot head coaching candidate here. It just feels to me like the Vikings have figured out how to put Kirk in situations that can maximize what he's good at. He's not a mobile guy. He's not a rah-rah leadership guy, even though you see that "you like that" clips. You know, he's not the guy that everyone looks to in that locker room necessarily. He's not Tom Brady, but if you can put him in certain situations, he's got a great deep ball, and he can get hot if he just isn't sitting back there like a lame duck. He can be one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, and you're kind of seeing peak Kirk Cousins right now.
The offensive line, they wanted to bolster that. They wanted to get it better. They wanted to give him better protection. Did they do that?
To some extent. I think they're headed for a new left tackle next season. Riley Reiff he struggles a lot, and I would say there's a good chance the Vikings are going to be drafting an offensive lineman in the first round. But that's you look at what works in the NFL right now, and it's a lot of mobile quarterbacks, and Aaron Rodgers has been mostly mobile throughout his career too there in Green Bay. And so for the Vikings, pass protection in the traditional sense is so much more important for them than for the Baltimore Ravens or pick any other team with a mobile quarterback that can just flush out away from pressure. Russell Wilson, look at what Deshaun Watson did on that play over the weekend. So it's imperative that the Vikings continue to focus on drafting high up first and second round picks as long as Kirk Cousins is their quarterback. But I think they've done a good job just getting the ball out quick and leveraging play action with Dalvin Cook. That's really been if you see Kirk Cousins being sacked fewer times, I think it's more about play calling and leveraging play action and quick hitters to weapons than them having the best offensive line in the NFL.
Defensively speaking, look, Jimmy Garoppolo's first shot at this. How much do you think they're just going to come after him and try to put as much pressure on him as they possibly can and just rattle this guy?
Yeah, that would seem to be the strategy. And this is one of the X factors in this game, I think. So obviously San Francisco is like a touchdown favorite, and they have proven over the regular season to be one of the two or three best teams in the NFL. But they have a first-time playoff quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo. And as much as Kyle Shanahan has been super impressive in his career as a young coach and a coordinator, this is his first playoff game as a head coach, too. So I just wonder how much some of that pressure, and now you get 2 weeks to think about it. I think if this is where I have a better feeling about the Vikings winning this game going in than I did about the Saints game last week. Not that it's going to be easy, but I feel like Jimmy Garoppolo can be flustered in this game, and I feel like Mike Zimmer is probably salivating over putting a couple more wrinkles. I mean, last week he had his edge rushers, Danielle Hunter and Everson Griffin, rushing inside to pressure Drew Brees. He had a safety, Anderson Dejo, playing nickel cornerback throughout the game. So what kind of a wrinkle is he going to put in there? You know he's been thinking about something all week long.
I tell you what, Phil, I appreciate it. Best of luck. And maybe, just maybe in 10 days, we're all talking about it.
It would be super fun. Knock on wood. We'll see what happens. It'll be a fun weekend coming up here.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
See you, Bill.
There you go. Phil Mackey, Score North, there in the Twin Cities. You can find him at Phil Mackey on Twitter, at Phil Mackey. And he joins us on the Schneider Orange Child Line. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.